From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bombing gun attack in the Indonesian capital Jakarta that left 7 people dead, including the attackers. An attack by IS had been expected in December, but Thursday's assault was not still a surprise, and VOA Steve Herman in Jakarta reports there were other surprises as well.
There are hundreds of Indonesians who have apparently gone to the Middle East and been involved to some degree with this organization, and that there are hundreds, if not thousands of more, who are perhaps sympathetic. And that is a real shock to most people here, because this has been considered for centuries an extremely tolerant society, the vast majority of the people practicing a moderate form of Islam. And as they would tell you, that this sort of thing has nothing to do with the Islam that they believe in.
As VOA's Steve Herman in Jakarta. Witnesses in Somalia's ghetto region say Al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union military base. It's believed to have been a suicide bomb in the early hours today, followed by a firefight with the Kenyan troops stationed at that base. Al-Shabaab says it has seized the base and killed dozens of AU troops, even though that has not been confirmed by the AU. U.S. ratcheting up diplomacy in response to the recent nuclear tests by North Korea. Washington is seeking tougher sanctions against Pyongyang. From the United Nations Security Council, the severity of those sanctions depend upon a couple of other countries. This is VOA News. Pressure mounting for warring factions in Syria to stop using starvation as a weapon in their civil war. Although some supplies are getting through, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the opposing sides in Syria are not excused for their role in depriving thousands of food.
All sides, including the Syrian government, which has the primary responsibility to protect Syrians, are committing atrocious acts prohibited under international humanitarian law.
Mr. Ban says the urgency for food aid is great in rebel-controlled towns as well as those under rebel siege and blockaded by Syrian forces. Meantime, the Syrian rebels want blockades to the towns lifted before entering into talks with the Syrian government, which are set for later this month in Geneva. The UN reports the number of people migrating to foreign countries surged by 41% in 15 years, in the last 15 years, to reach 244 million in 2015. Of those people, 20 million are refugees. UN is planning a series of meetings to address migration in 2016, including a March 30th gathering in Geneva, where countries will be invited to pledge resettlement spots for Syrians fleeing their civil war. With just 3 weeks left until the start of the U.S. presidential primary, the nominating process, the top Republican presidential contenders faced off late Thursday in a debate in the primary state of South Carolina. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
There was a smaller field of candidates on hand for the South Carolina debate, and it led to a number of lively exchanges among the contenders. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush challenged frontrunner Donald Trump over his proposal to ban non-American Muslims from coming to the United States.
I hope you reconsider this, because this policy is a policy that makes it impossible to build the coalition necessary to take out ISIS.
I want security for this country. We have a serious problem with, as you know, with radical Islam. We have a tremendous problem. It's not only a problem here, it's a problem all over the world.
As a group, there was widespread condemnation of President Obama's foreign policy and warnings that Democrat Hillary Clinton would continue them. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Markets were lower across Asia today, ending another rocky week of trading. Shanghai stocks dropped 3.5% to end at the lowest level in over a year. Markets in Tokyo, Seoul, and Hong Kong also closed down more than 1%. The slump comes after Chinese authorities reported weaker-than-expected loan data, adding to worries about China's economy. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.